Lord God, we thank you for Christmas, for the chance to focus on the birth of Jesus and to celebrate together. Please help us to see him even more for who he really is today, we pray. Amen. Children, if you'd like to come up to the front and bring a kneeler, you'd be really welcome to. There's a nice big space here. You'll be able to see a bit better. So come on up. If you need to bring an adult with you, you can. Do come on up. And to everyone else, let me just say Merry Christmas. It's wonderful to be here with you today. It is wonderful to be celebrating Christ's birth together. To remember the fact that God became a man. Isn't that amazing? I find that amazing. It's wonderful that that's why we're all here. Good. Now, the kids are all up here. It's wonderful to celebrate these things, it's wonderful to think through these things. And could I have the slides up, please, Ellen? Thank you. And it's wonderful to be here in church. But we know, don't we, that Christmas has become a little bit commercialized, hasn't it? It's become a bit commercialized. You only have to walk through the Arndale Centre to see that. And I saw an example of this the other day. It's this. There is a Pringles 12 Days of Christmas calendar. Not an Advent calendar, but a 12 Days of Christmas calendar. Now, I could forgive the crass commercialism of this, but there is one thing that I cannot forgive. I cannot forgive Merry Pringles. Merry Pringles. It's a real shame they went for Merry Pringles. There were so many better alternatives they could have gone for. They could have gone for Merry Christmas. They could have gone for Pringle Bells. They could have gone for my personal favourite, Kris Pringle. Because at heart, it's a real shame that they didn't go for any of those, that they showed such a lack of imagination. Because at heart, the Christmas story is absolutely chock full, crammed to the gunnels with references to crisps. Let me tell you, I present to you the story of Merry Christmas. Something amazing happened on that very first Christmas, something incredible. The world changed. It took on a whole new flavour. The one who made everybody took on a body. The one who made the sun bite into food. The one true God, the real McCoy, was born as a child to show us the way to live, to show us the way to find God. And let me tell you how it happened. One day, in a quiet village in Israel, to a young woman called Mary, an angel appeared from nowhere. Now, as you can probably understand, Mary was scared. Mary was frightened. She trembled a bit. Mary started to shake. She quavered. "Don't be afraid," said the angel. "You've been chosen. You will be the mother of God's own son. He will be not a hit, not a star. Oh, what is that word I'm looking for? Ah, a sensation. He will save people. Some people will think that he's mad. Others that he's nuts. But he'll be God's promised king. The one that everyone has been waiting for." Now, fast forward 9 months. Okay, fast forward 9 months. There's a new tax set by the emperor in Rome. And like all taxes, it hits the ordinary folk hardest. We know that, don't we? Everybody has to saddle up. Everybody has to walk a long way to their place of birth, to register and to pay. Now, I don't know if you know how far it is from Nazareth to Bethlehem. From Nazareth to Bethlehem, it's about 80 miles. That is a long way. It's a really long way on foot. It's a really long way when you are pregnant. They were tired. They were worn out. Mary and Joseph were, to put it frankly, frazzled when they got there, finally, to Joseph's hometown. Now, and this is where I really need everybody in the room to concentrate really, really, really carefully, because I'm particularly proud of this one. Mary and Joseph got to Bethlehem. They needed somewhere to stay. Are you ready? They knocked on the first door it opened. Onto a full house. Thank you. I'm here all week. There was no room here. And again, and again. Now, I don't know what you think about this, and I'm not talking about bad crisp puns. I don't know what you think about this whole story, but I am completely bowled over by this. The one through whom the whole world was made, the one who dwelled in perfect communion with the Father, the one who himself is God and the rightful ruler of all, the one who dwelled in the courts of heaven, paved with rubies and sapphires, the one whom angels constantly worshipped, that one gave all that up, and he gave it all up to become a human being, born as a baby. He was born into abject poverty and laid in the meanest place imaginable, a feeding trough for animals. This story that we're hearing is the original riches to rags tale. But let's add a bit more flavor. Think back to the story. What happened? There were some shepherds, weren't they? They were on a hillside outside Bethlehem. They were ready. They were salted of the earth, watching over their flocks by night. Now, in Bethlehem that time of year, it was a bit parky. It was a bit nippy. You might even say it was a little chilly. Maybe those shepherds were baking. I mean, baking something over an open fire. They were ordinary folks, folks like you and me, folks without much of a stake in the world of the powerful. That's what they were like. But then everybody, hark! Hark is a great word, isn't it? Hark. At the risk of being a little bit like Miranda, I'm going to say it again. Hark! Hark, the angel said. He said, I bring you glad tidings of great joy. A light appeared in the sky. The shepherds asked themselves, what's it doing? It's getting brighter, they said. I can't see. And they don't really make these crisps any longer, so I haven't got any. It was full of golden wonder. It was the angel. And, you know, like Mary, the shepherds were a bit scared. And like Mary, as we've seen before, they quavered as well. And the angel said to them, as we've seen, he said, I bring you great news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Now, how do you think the shepherds felt? Anybody want to guess how the shepherds felt? Anyone got an idea at all? Lucy, how did they feel? Scared. They felt scared, but they were also amazed, weren't they? They were scared, they were amazed, they were slightly in disarray. They were almost dumbstruck. But then their minds began to clear, and they began to twig. Let us go, they said. And so off they skipped down into Bethlehem to see the child and worship and to spread the news. And you'll be pleased to know that that is finished now, and that's the story of the very first Christmas. But just as we bring some of these things together, just as we wrap it up, can anybody tell me, what are crisps made of? Noah?
Potatoes.
They are made of potatoes. What happens if you take a potato and you plant it? Does anybody know? Benjamin? Say again?
You get potatoes.
You get potatoes. You get lots of potatoes, don't you? And you know that if you're green-fingered. And so just in the same way, from that very small beginning in Bethlehem, now the Christmas story is told all over the world by all sorts of people, and millions and billions of people all over the world worship Jesus, follow Jesus, love him, and serve them. And all sorts of shapes and sizes and flavors of people follow Jesus. And so this Christmas morning, as we unwrap all our presents and as we eat our food, let's be encouraged that Jesus Christ is God's present to the world. And just remember among everything that you do today, that the truth is crisp. Okay, the truth is crisp. Crisp. Christ really is someone precious. Christ really is someone precious. And let me just tell you, as we close, why Christ is particularly precious. I think back to that reading that we had earlier. I'm going to read to you a verse from it again. It's Luke chapter 2 and verse 11. It's on the screen. It says, "Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." So Christ is precious because he saves us from our sins. He's the Saviour. Christ is precious because he's God's promised King. That's what Messiah means. But just to close, I want you to focus on one particular thing. I want to remind you that Christ is equally precious because he is the Lord. At Christmas, what we're doing today, the reason why we're here is we're celebrating that Christ is the Lord. Do you know what the world says? The world says this. The world says that you... yes, you are Lord of your own life. The world says that you are free to do what you want any old time. No one can tell you what to do. But that's just not true, is it? Even today, we are going to find out that that is not true. Kids, you know that's not true if at Christmas dinner you've ever been told that you can't have any more pigs in blankets until you finish your veg. Grown-ups, you know that that's not true if you've ever had to spend Christmas with the other side of the family. You know it's not true if you've ever lost your job, or if you've ever run out of money, or if you've ever got a speeding ticket. You are not free to do what you want any old time. That is not true. But what is true is this: Christ is Lord. He is God himself. He is the rightful ruler of the world. He is perfect. And he knows what is best for us. He loves us. And get this, just as we finish. He doesn't rule the world like a tyrant. You see, we think that lords are big, powerful people who rule in tyrannical ways. He's not like that. He is the Lord who serves. And at Christmas, we get such a wonderful picture of the Lord who serves us. The Lord of heaven and earth leaves his throne up in heaven, and he becomes man as a tiny, fragile baby. Christ is the Lord who serves. And as we've seen, Christ really is someone precious. And so my suggestion to you this Christmas is that you taste and see for yourself. With very many apologies for all the terrible potato-based puns today, I wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. And we will just close with a short prayer. Lord God, we thank you that Christ really is someone precious. Thank you that he is the Lord and the Lord who serves. And thank you for the picture that we get of that at Christmas time. this Christmas. May we have that ever before us, we pray. Amen.